This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your Do A Best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Last Friday afternoon marked a significant development in an ongoing drug investigation in Bad Axe, with felony drug arrests made, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The incident unfolded on North Port Crescent near Irwin Street when law enforcement conducted a routine traffic stop on a 2016 Lincoln occupied by a man and woman. Upon investigation, officials discovered cocaine and drug paraphernalia in their possession. Subsequently, law enforcement seized their vehicle, cell phones, and cash before taking both individuals into custody on felony drug charges. On April 15th, they faced formal charges from the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and were arraigned in the 73B District Court. Cody J. Miller, a 27-year-old from Minden City, faces five felonies, including possession and delivery of cocaine and crack. Attorney Magistrate Jessica Teslin-Renke continued his bond at $200,000 cash or shorty. Hannah M. Azar, a 20-year-old from Bad Axe, was charged with felony cocaine possession. Azar had been previously released on bond after posting $5,000, 10%. Miller is also subject to federal probation stemming from a previous firearms conviction, likely resulting in additional felony charges for probation violation at the federal level. Assisting the Huron County Drug Task Force officers during Friday's operation were deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Bad Axe City Patrolmen, and deputies with their canine unit from the Sinilac County Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting as the investigation continues with more details emerging on the alleged criminal charges and activities. And the opioid crisis led to loss of lives, addiction, and billion-dollar lawsuits against manufacturers. Michigan's preliminary settlements amount to about $1.6 billion to be shared with counties and municipalities. Tuscola County expects around $3 million initially, with more pending lawsuits likely to increase that total. However, the funds will be distributed over 18 years with specific usage restrictions. 85% must go to opioid recovery, prevention, and harm reduction. The remaining 15% can be allocated freely, but spending must be reported. Variations in terms and amounts exist between settlements as counties select which lawsuits to join. Notably, some counties, including Tuscola, opted out of certain lawsuits affecting their share. State-level settlement funds may support anti-drug programs and other initiatives. And municipalities are deliberating how to utilize their portion of the $1.9 trillion ARPA funds from the federal government to address COVID's financial impact. Lapeer County, having received $3.1 million allocated funds for infrastructure upgrades and renovations, including park and building enhancements. Notably, $311,000 was designated for upgrading the jail camera system to ensure safety for both officers and inmates. Discussions also revolve around potential infrastructure projects, software upgrades, and renovations to the animal control building. Seeking public input, commissioners invite residents and organizations, and you can do that by viewing the full written article on thumbnet.net. Notably, all funds must be allocated by year end and expended by 2026. As per ARPA regulations. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. in North Branch, the loss of Nathan Farnsworth and Bobby Cicerelli to an incredibly rare cancer plunged the community into a quest for understanding. Both young men who grew up in close proximity not only shared tragic fates, but also a diagnosis of an exceptionally uncommon cancer. Prompted by the geographical connection, their families united efforts to explore potential causes. However, existing databases pose limitations, hindering thorough investigations into these localized cases. Undeterred, the families have initiated private research, gathering data and employing advanced mapping technology to scrutinize possible environmental links. Acknowledging this correlation to the Tribune, state health authorities hadn't expanded their inquiry due to the current count of cases. Yet the community remains vigilant, rallying affected individuals to participate in grassroots research efforts. Their quest for answers in North Branch is fueled by resilience and a collective determination to uncover the mysteries behind this devastatingly rare disease. The family's private research, including a Facebook group named Something's Wrong in North Branch, aims to contribute crucial insights into this perplexing issue. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposal for national PFAS drinking water standards. Emphasizing the need for consistent nationwide protections, Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards more stringent in some aspects, allow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And the maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Bayer distributes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware.